the NCHC.TV studios. This is College Hockey Coast to Coast, brought to you by the NCHC and NCHC.TV. Subscribe now for all of the action from the best conference in college hockey. The University of Georgia, building the foundations of something bigger. Go to UGAHockey.com to find out how you can be a part of it on and off the ice. Jets Pizza. We're not just pizza. Try our sidekick salads and calzones at JetsPizza.com. Adrian College. Championship aspirations on the ice and in the classroom. For more information, go to AdrianBulldogs.com/MHockeyD1. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos from coast to coast and beyond. Wherever you need to be, Caesars has a destination that suits your style. Central Oklahoma University Hockey. Go to UCOHockey.com to follow the two-time ACHA M1 National Champions as they look to add that third championship banner to the rafters. The Spaghetti Shack. ASU alumni owned and operated at thespaghettishack.com. University of Mary. Tickets and schedule information, visit goumary.com. The Caesars Sportsbook app, where every play earns you Caesars rewards towards dining, tickets, VIP experiences, and more. Jesse Ray's Barbecue, award-winning barbecue for your next catered event at jesseraysbarbecue.com. College Hockey Coast to Coast from the NCHC.TV studios is a part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network. Here are your hosts, Scott Strandy and Paul Hornstein.
Welcome in, hockey fans, anywhere that you may be listening to us tonight on the Podbean app, to College Hockey Coast to Coast on April Fool's Day. There's been a lot of fooling around going on today, but we'll get to that later. Scott Strandy with you tonight in Maryland Heights, Missouri. Won last night in this beautiful state for a period of time anyway. My co-host, as always, joining me from what's truly the command center tonight in on Long Island, New York, at the Palatial Estate. Paul Hornstein is with me. Paul, how are you on this April Fool's Day? Did you get fooled at all today?
The only thing that's foolish is this insistence that this is a palatial estate. Okay. Okay. And you know, as far as where you are, Carmen San Diego there, you know, obviously I'm dating myself with the reference, but whatever. I mean, I never know where you're
going to be. I'm not in Kansas anymore, and I was almost wiped out by a tornado about 2 hours ago.
A tornado? I don't. What?
Goodness. God. And they're telling me on the weather app that we're not even going to see the worst of the weather until between like 12:30 and 2:30 in the morning. So.
Well, no, you won't see that
either. Down the hatches.
You won't see that either, I don't think.
You don't know me. Anyway.
Well, you shouldn't be. You should be at least trying to sleep.
Let me tell you what I've done on April Fool's Day. I spent most of the morning working on trying to make the pass between my legs and right on the tape for a goal. I spent a lot of time doing that today.
Yeah.
Then I spent a majority of the afternoon trying to decide what college I'd like to go to next. Because apparently, if you're an NCAA hockey player, you just pick 2-3 colleges and you go to all of them. How would you have liked that, Paul, when you were in college for 8 years?
I didn't want to leave mine. They made me leave. There was no transfer portal for me. That was never an issue.
And then the other thing I did, I guess I did three things today, because the third thing that I did was go ahead and book a flight to the new ACHA M2 program to see their opening night in Hawaii.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Oh, no. Don't tell me we're going to have this issue tonight. I've got a poor connection.
I heard you.
Don't tell me this. I don't want to hear it. All right. Why? Maybe it's back.
I heard every word you said. But see, here's the thing. And here's why. Here's why I wasn't really fooled.
Okay.
As far as I know. And I wasn't necessarily paying attention to the date until you sent it to me. There's no year-round ice rinks in Hawaii.
Have you investigated that fully?
Have I investigated it? No, but I believe I read that somewhere. So,
okay, well, we'll take it on. Because, by the way, that's not true. Along with the snow sharks at Bemidji State, they did not change their logo to the Bemidji State.
By the way, I like that. They should keep that.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. Somebody spent some time on that new Bemidji State logo that is not even.
Yeah, whoever, see the light whoever of day. Came up with that, they need to keep that because that was pretty awesome.
I'm not going to argue with you. It was very cool. But anyway, we have so much to talk about regarding the four teams that are going to the Frozen Four. So let's start with that, and we'll keep everybody in suspense before we break out the transfer portal. And I do mean break out. There are some names on there that I didn't think I would ever see in a transfer portal, but whatever. You do what you do. So here's the deal. Four teams are going to the Frozen Four in St. Paul, Minnesota, the XL Energy Center, on April 11th. Paul, how many of those players that are going are already drafted by NHL teams?
Already drafted? I believe if my count is accurate, that would be 48.
Okay, and by the way, perhaps the best player in the future of NHL hockey, at least for right now, isn't even drafted yet. He's 17, Paul.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's insane.
So let's take a wild guess at this. 48 guys have already been selected. How many more are going to be selected before before July?
I don't know. I don't know.
I can tell you. I'm going to say a dozen.
Well, I don't know if it'll be that many.
You don't think so?
I don't know if there's a dozen left to draft.
I know one will be.
Obviously everyone's expecting
anyway,
Celebrini to be the number one pick.
This is setting up to be the best Frozen Four that we may have ever witnessed. And that's saying something because there's been some dandies. But this one, with all the talent across the board, is ridiculous. And tomorrow at 9 o'clock Mountain, I get to sit in on the press conference, participate, I guess I'm told, in the press conference for the four coaches.
Ooh.
And that will be fun because there are so many great questions. I just hope I get to ask some. David Carr will be last at 9:45. Imagine
well,
that.
usually you're the only one asking questions.
David Carr going to be last. Imagine that. He gets no respect.
Well, it could be a time zone thing.
Who knows? Anyway, so they'll be on for 15 minutes each on a Zoom call. I will be on there participating and asking questions. And, of course, the beard is still growing, Paul, because Denver hasn't lost yet.
Because we need that.
Denver has not lost yet.
We need that. So you keep the beard.
As is tradition, I grow it until all of our teams are done playing for the year or one of them wins the NCAA championship. So we'll find out April 11th, 12th, and 13th are the three big days in St. Paul. I want people to know also that on the 12th, it's a big day, and so many people overlook it, I think. You're there anyway if you go to the tournament. Why not take advantage of seeing the Hobie Baker finalists and the Richter finalists and the Humanitarian Award finalists? Why not take advantage of doing that? It's a great way to give back to the game a little bit by supporting the guys that are up for big-time awards.
I've never been to a Frozen Four. You know, I don't have the chauffeur and all that other accoutrements to, being the big time that you are.
I love Fridays, though. I really do, because you got two exciting games that are out of the way, and then you have the opportunity to go celebrate the performances of some really good athletes. And you know, I think that's a big part of the Frozen Four. At least it is in my mind.
Well, they usually have a fan fest, right?
Of course. Yep. They have some sort of fan fest going on in St. Paul downtown. And downtown St. Paul is a good place to party if it's not like 20 below.
When is it not?
Hopefully on the 11th to the 13th of April. It won't be. But anyway. So I will be making my way, as I told you today, from Missouri.
Right.
God willing, and the tornado doesn't take me with them, and Dorothy doesn't click her heels together or whatever she does. Anyway, Scarecrow doesn't come out and whack me. I will be making my way to Denver. I'll spend Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with the Pioneers, getting the lowdown on what it's going to take for, here we go, ready for it? Hashtag
nine
for 10.
No, mute his mic.
Hashtag time for 10. By the way, mute Paul, did you know there are two teams using that same hashtag in this Frozen Four?
I don't think there's any team using it, and nor should they.
It's time for 10.
No. By the way, there actually is a rink in Hawaii.
Okay. See, there we go.
It might seat happen. It might seat about, there might be seating based on the picture for about 400 people, if that.
Okay. So
and
it's
I'm
Oceanside.
Just overestimating.
So it's Oceanside.
No, Oceanside has much more seating than that.
Okay. You think so?
But.
Because I think they're stretching it when they said they got 800 in there.
Because here's the other problem with that. Okay. The only way that a college team could survive there would be NCAA, because there's no way that an ACHA team could afford to make those trips.
Well, you know what? Everybody would save up for it. So you'd probably have, 24 teams going there every year.
Now,
they'd save up for that one trip to Hawaii.
Now, somebody suggested they should have a winter classic there. I don't know if the NHL would go for that, but I know everybody else
would. How
would
you do that? How would you do a winter classic in Hawaii?
Why not?
It would be like 80.
Right. I thought temperature was not really the problem.
Sun.
Okay, well, yeah.
Humidity.
It's fine.
Been to Hawaii? It's pretty humid.
In January?
Pretty humid anytime you go to Hawaii.
yeah. Let's
it's
put it this
tropical
way.
Tropical climate, my friend. There is no difference between January and July.
The media certainly won't complain about it.
I don't know. You might.
Me? No.
Yeah,
I mean,
too far to fly.
That part is true, but that's me.
Anyway, so Boston College and their foe, the Michigan Wolverines,
right,
will do battle in game two. Why was that, Paul? Why would they be playing game two?
Why would BC and Michigan be playing in game two?
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess brand names.
Da-da-da, da-da-da.
Of course, well, we know, but I told you that. That's
I know,
not,
but you didn't
that's
tell
not
the audience.
News.
That's why I gave you the opportunity to tell
that's
the audience.
That's not news that ESPN decided who they wanted to play which game. That's not news.
So that means
and by the way,
University in Denver.
By the way.
Go ahead.
I don't want to sit here and say that the four letters from Connecticut were quote unquote calling biased games. Okay, because it's not like they called.
You just want to look the other way. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not even that. I mean, it's not like they called the analysis, the actual analysis of the actual on ice stuff necessarily in a biased way. Okay, well, can you do a little bit of research, please? Just a little.
How about this?
Little bit on somebody that's not from hockey. And I'm even going to sit here and tell you forget the Big Ten teams. Can we just do a little bit of research on somebody that's not from Hockey East or the ECAC?
How about we look for some, some announcers to broadcast that actually work games in the West? How about that?
Yeah, well, they had.
I know. It's a stretch. It's a stretch.
But just a little bit of research. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
When the best you gave was when Omaha got into this on the selection show, Omaha's very hot. They're 12-3 in their last 15 games. That was it. And they even admitted it. I have to look at my notes. I mean, just a little bit, please. Just a little bit. I'm not even sitting here and telling you not. Everybody knows that you're in Connecticut, and everybody knows you're right in the middle of ECAC territory and Hockey East territory. Get it? But it's not like the pairwise is a secret. You know, and you have researchers. You have staffs.
That's a crazy thought.
You have staffs with unfettered access to everything. Yeah. And that's the best you got. Is Omaha was 12-3 going into the NCAA tournament?
Please don't get me started, because I don't want to have to rant on the four letter word, if it's really a word. The four letters. I don't want to have to rant on the pairwise. I don't want to have to rant on the committee.
No, we're not doing that tonight.
You're kind of egging me on to this. You're kind of going like, yeah, maybe I'll poke him a little bit until you get
angry. Well, you started with who made the decision on what time is what game, so.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, but we knew that.
I know. You did. I did. But maybe anybody, the audience didn't.
Man, maybe not.
So, unlike the regional where the number one seed gets to pick their time.
Right.
Or not. Anyway, I'm done fighting with it. Anyway, the four teams, Boston University, Denver, will take a front seat to the Thursday night doubleheader. The second game will feature Boston College and Michigan. And, Paul, I've seen... And I don't know. I was thinking about this today. How many times will I get a chance to do two regional tournaments in the same weekend without having a jet on standby?
Well, I don't know. I mean, who knows, you know, what you have in store. I never know.
I can't drive. 9 hours is enough. That's plenty. That's more than enough to get from one place to another. I don't need 11 or 12.
You could tell me tomorrow that, somebody from Ralph Engelstad's company called you up and said, hey, we're going to fly you around because we want you to cover Denver. I don't know.
Well, if they're going to fly me around, I can do all kinds of stuff. But
well, yeah.
I'm talking about in a car. So that was pretty cool to say that I was able to do a Thursday, Saturday, Sunday in two different cities.
You almost did all 4 days.
Almost did. Yep. It was in the back of my head for a little while.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, so we'll look.
And by the way,
yeah, go ahead.
You know, I get that. I mean, this is, and I only say it half jokingly, going to be a defense optional Frozen Four.
Or don't think that's not on my list of questions.
Okay.
Will you work on defense prior to this tournament, or will you just try to outscore your opponent?
See, I will sit there and tell you that all the coaches will be like, well, of course we're going to try. But
I'm not going to word it that way. That was just way too easy.
Here's what probably happens, right? I mean, you know this. They're going to sit there and guys are going to, you know, just all that speed and all of that skill is just the natural instincts are just going to take over. And I just think you're going to see track meets in all three games. We have three games left in the season.
Will we see anybody make a pass between their legs to the perfect pass on the tape for a goal?
Maybe.
To beat one of the best goaltenders in the country. Somebody that you're very fond of.
Yes, I'm. Yeah, well, it's hard not to like Trey Augustine. It's just hard.
Do you have his jersey hanging in the estate yet, or?
No, I only have two jerseys hanging in my basement. I don't know about any estate.
Almost slipped out. It almost slipped out.
I don't know about any estate.
Two jerseys hanging in my estate.
I only know, like I said, I don't know anything about any estate, but in the basement, I have my two ASU jerseys hanging. The white one and the maroon one from the original season. No name on back, as it should be.
Now, as we go into this, and we're going to jump into the portal talk here in just a minute, but do you realize that your Arizona State Sun Devils that played the softest schedule, I'm told, in all of college hockey last year are going in with probably the fewest changes to their lineup than anybody else in the NCAA?
Well, it seems that way to start.
Via the portal I'm talking about. Because obviously you'll have new guys coming in and you had guys graduate and leave. But I'm talking about in the portal exchange, and we'll get into that in a minute.
Well, yeah, I mean, CC's losing a bunch of players. People don't leave.
How about Alaska? Is there a big charter jet leaving both Fairbanks and Anchorage?
I mean, there's 9 guys right now in the portal from Fairbanks, 9 from Anchorage. There's at least 10 from Northern Michigan, though. What in the heck's going on over there? I don't know. That's, you know, I kind of gotten used to the guys from Fairbanks and Anchorage leaving. I'm sure they're not happy about it. But you're almost kind of used to it. When you see a long-time program like Northern Michigan, losing 10 players.
Let me throw out another team, again, that lost some guys, some key guys, and they were trying to rebuild, and that would be my University of Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs. Today they lost Heather Clevin and Luke Johnson, and they already lost Blake Biondi for his graduate year.
Yeah.
And they didn't play very well last year. So now you got to restock with those three guys out of your lineup. Goodness gracious, Scott Zanlin. No wonder he was pacing around. And Ben Steves as well. He was pacing around.
Yeah, but he signed. He signed. He signed a contract. You can't tell a guy not to sign a pro contract.
No. No, if he's going to make some real money, go ahead and make some real money. But anyway, I'm just thinking teams that are going to look so much different. And
just about everybody.
Yeah, well, just about.
About everybody. Unless you're one of those teams that was basically a top 1 or 2 seed in the NCAA tournament, everybody's just... It's just to throw everybody's name into a hat and pull them out.
Yep. That's what not going to disagree with you on that. So let's put a bow on the first half of the show by saying the Frozen Four begins in St. Paul, Minnesota at the XL Energy Center on the 11th of April.
Right.
Awards Day, as I'm calling it, is on the 12th. And the championship game for 2024 will be played on the 13th. And then on the 15th, Paul, I'll be on my trek back to cover about 2.5, maybe 3 months of AHL hockey almost nightly. So, yeah, there you go. And by the way, when I switch over to AHL stuff, there's going to be a whole bunch of guys that have just stopped playing NCAA hockey playing in the AHL.
Well, probably some of them anyway.
Well, there's quite a few. They're starting every day. I see nothing. Oh, okay. I see Ty Mueller playing for the Abbotsford Canucks. Oh, I'm going to see so-and-so. There's going to be a lot.
Well, and of course, you know, they will all come and pay their respects and bow down and kiss the ring.
As they should.
As they should, yes.
Yeah, as they should. Okay, let's take a quick break. Let's come back because this portal thing is blowing up. I said, let's call him Explosion, and the executive producer said, don't say Explosion, so I don't know what that means. Anyway, we'll be right back.
It's time to drop the puck on the nation's best college hockey conference. We bring you closer to the action all season long with access to exclusive on-demand content and more than 140 live games. Catch every big goal and clutch save. When you can't be there, we have you covered here. Stream on your phone, computer, or straight to your TV, and don't miss a moment from your favorite team. Subscribe now to watch the best in college hockey at NCHC.TV. If it's NCHC hockey, it's on NCHC.TV.
Talk about the best of Las Vegas, you're talking about the best of the best. So when you're at Jesse Ray's Barbecue and you're a three-time winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award, it speaks for itself. At 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson, come and savor our People's Choice Award-winning barbecue ribs. Or maybe just come in and pick up a bottle of our best in Las Vegas barbecue sauce to take home. Open 7 days a week, you can order online at jessereysbarbecue.com. And for an occasion that will be remembered for a long time, call us for all of your catering projects at Jesse Ray's Barbecue today.
Passion, talent, development. NCAA hockey offers all that, and its players graduate at a 93% rate. Trevor Zegras.
And they score on the lacrosse move!
Jake Gensel.
Banks it towards the goalie, score!
Before the NHL stage. Whether you're a fan or a player, nothing compares to college hockey.
My goodness gracious me!
Visit collegehockeyinc.com and follow at College Hockey.
After a hard day at work or a long week, what's better than good comfort food to put you at ease? At the Spaghetti Shack, we say the answer is comfort food that's made by somebody else. The Spaghetti Shack has taken spaghetti and meatballs, the classic Italian comfort food, to a portable level. ASU alumni owned and operated, the Spaghetti Shack has three locations. At 6340 South Rural Road in Tempe, the ASU location at 922 East Apache Road, and 952 West White Mountain Road in Pine Top. For lunch, dinner, or catering as well, call us at 480-687-2485 or order online at thespaghettishack.com. From the NCHC.TV studios, this is ITHSW Podcast's College Hockey Coast to Coast.
Indeed it is, College Hockey Coast to Coast. Scott Strandy with you tonight from Maryland Heights, Missouri, where we're getting ready for another round of thunderstorms and tornado warnings and watches and hail and you name it. My co-host, as always, never deals with that because he's inside the command center, well inside the palatial estate out on Long Island, New York, Paul Hornstein. And Paul, as I was thinking about this weather, I was going like, you know, just a few days ago, I was getting up in Sioux Falls at about 25 degrees. And this afternoon, we topped out at 85 here nice. In St. Louis.
Nice.
And by the way, when that thunderstorm hit, and I think the executive Brewster sent you a video of it.
Two.
When that hit, it went from 83 to 68 in a matter of about 35 minutes or so.
I wonder why you guys get sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But you know what? The Nissan Altima stood the test of time, took those hail pellets or whatever they were, golf balls, and stood right up to it.
Nice.
Not a dent.
Nice. Nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Anyway, okay. This portal thing is going down.
Well, do you want to do that first? Or, I mean, there is.
What else is there?
Well,
go ahead.
Some coaching stuff.
Okay. Go ahead with the coaching stuff. Get it out of the way.
Right, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I know a lot about these guys. I just we should mention it though. Miami has a new coach, Anthony Noreen, who came from the USHL. You know,
and Division III. He spent some time in Division III
coaching. He played at Division III school and was at Tri-Cities in the, or is at Tri-Cities in the USHL. So, you know, that's an you know the, that's there and former Holy Cross coach and interim Providence coach and spent a whole bunch of years in Providence interim Connecticut coach David Berard. Looks like he's going to go to Stonehill.
That's a great hire for them. That is a great hire.
That's pretty good. You know, that's a guy who's got some landscape. You know, some chops. He's been around the block. He understands what's going on. He was a head coach in the area at Holy Cross for about 7 years. He was an assistant athletic director at Providence in charge of hockey. So, I mean, he's definitely connected throughout the hockey world. So, and that's a pretty good hire for them. He'll give him some instant credibility.
Now that you brought this up, let's stop right there. Because I think there's two programs that, and you brought the word credibility up, there's two programs that need to, let's say, get on track a little more in the NCAA landscape. Well, the Alaskas have been around and they've been there up and down a little bit, but they've been around. Arizona State's moving on. Brett Riley seems to have a really good handle on what to do in NCAA hockey at Long Island. But Stonehill and Lindenwood have kind of been fledgling the last couple of years, not really having a lot of direction. So is a coach like Berard. Yeah. As a coach like Berard, is he going to be able to have some influence in the athletic department where, you know, maybe he gets them on the, how should we say this, the A team where become a force and they have a stronger fan base and they have a stronger presence? Because we know how hard it is for independents anyway.
No, yes, but this is a guy that's got both, you know, coaching and administrative experience. And, you know, that goes for men's and women's hockey. So, you know, he kind of gives them a well-rounded background for a hire.
Well, I don't expect them to be DU. No
one is.
But I mean, here's the thing with DU. They got everything handed to them the wrong way by the NCAA. You know what though? David Carl put it all in perspective, got everything done. You know what? Last night, and I'm not going to go out on a limb and berate any team, but I'm just going to tell you the differences. Last night, Michigan celebrated by staying in St. Louis and flying out this morning.
Right.
By the way, the Pioneers flew out Saturday night. When their game was over with, they got packed up, they got on a jet, they went back to Denver. There's a difference because their program means business. That's why they have 9 of those nice, shiny trophies that people want to touch, by the way.
Yeah, apparently.
And that's what I'm getting at is, you know, Lindenwood, I think, took a step this weekend by hosting the NCAA because their administration, their workers, their AD, everybody got to see what it was like to see 4 really good programs right up close and personal. And they know how they traveled. They know how they performed. And I think, Paul, that when Lindenwood gets their next head coach, it's going to be a whole administrative shift, a lot like what I'm thinking is going to happen at Stonehill.
Well, right now, them and Princeton are the two programs without coaches.
Isn't there a Hobie Baker legend at Princeton that can step in and take over at the Hobie ring?
Um, I, I don't know.
Have you looked at the lineage? Is there any ties to Hobie anywhere that they could say?
According to you, everybody's a tie to Hobie Baker. Did you give that name to everybody?
Aiden, Hobie Thompson.
Jesus.
I don't give it to everybody. You got to earn it. Hobie Thompson. Remember that name next year.
Whatever. So we just had to bring it up. I mean,
yeah, it's important. It's important to get these coaches.
These things matter, right? This is, you know, why people go in and out of the portal. Coaches change.
Is it? Philosophies change. Is it really? Is that why?
Well, it can't be all strictly money.
Or does it have a lot to do with wanting to win a championship?
I don't know. And somebody brought that up about quote-unquote super teams. We know a bunch of those freshmen at BC decided they wanted to go and play together. But they're all from the area. So it's not like, they were four guys from British Columbia saying, let's go to Boston College. So.
Yeah, good point. Anyway, okay, so we got that out of the way.
And it's nuts.
The portal has blown up. Brad Schlossman does such a fantastic job with the Grand Forks Herald and his team at the Rink Live. You were telling me today you were watching some names come on their live as you were looking at the portal.
I'm looking at what they're listing, and shout out to Miss Wolf over there, Sydney Wolf, who was the gal that kind of updates everything for them. When I was talking to you this morning, the number in the portal was 196, I believe. Is now at 218. They added 20 or 25 names to it. Just, and this is in one day, 24 hours.
Well, there are only so many players, so eventually this is going to slow down. I think this might have been the biggest day.
Well, there'll be one more probably when the Frozen Four is over. I don't know how many of those players will jump in the portal.
It won't be like this. Guaranteed.
Well, no, those will be guys signing.
Yes. Yep.
There'll be
very few of those guys going in the portal.
There'll be a few.
There'll be a few. There always is. But, okay. Can we go down this list a little bit? And can we start at the most recent? Because second to the most recent that I see is somebody that shocked the heck out of me. You want to take it since you're an ASU guy?
Well, yeah, I was kind of surprised to see TJ Semptenfelter go into the portal. I don't know. It was kind of a surprise, mostly because there was no sort of feel for that. Again, I'm not going to sit here and say that somebody said, hey, this guy is this and this guy is that. And we know Ryan O'Reilly, was in the portal. He was a grad student. He decided to go for a change of scenery and go to Providence. I'm mostly surprised because they're going into their first league season next year.
Paul,
I don't sit here and to pretend to know everything that's going on there.
But let me ask you this.
I'm going to sit here he played his butt off. If he wants to go somewhere else, more power to him. I'm still going to be rooting for him. We love his family.
But let me ask you this. At some point in time when you're a goaltender, don't you want to be the guy? Is it hard to play that position and be willing to rotate with somebody, even if you might be the best goaltending tandem, as you brought up to me many times?
That they would have been that. I firmly believe they would have been had the roster stayed the same. But I'm really – and I'm also –
But don't you think that – It's hard to, you know, you only get to play, what, 36 games, maybe 38 in college hockey. Yeah. And do you want to split those? Even if you really like your partner, do you want to split them? Because you're not winning any awards playing 18 games.
You're not. And you're not going to win an award. I'm actually kind of surprised there are not more goalies in the portal, to be honest.
Yeah, except, but there's only so many spots for them.
That's the thing. There's only so many places. You know.
You know, and you look at the forwards
four,
and the defensemen.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We're just counting. 14,
all
15,
Hornstein doing math on the
17,
air.
17, yeah.
I was great.
18, yeah. 19.
People 20, stand in line for that.
21, 22, 23. Oh, it is what it is, right? These things come up in conversation. 24. We try to figure it out on the fly.
Okay. Anyway, 26. my point being, the forwards and the defensemen, even if you're a third, even a fourth liner, you're just one injury away from being elevated. If you're a goaltender, though, you know, there's only two of you, three of you max around there. So I get it. I get why guys maybe go in the portal a little bit more as a forward or a defenseman. There's many more opportunities. But, boy, whoever's going to pick up TJ Semptenfelter immediately becomes a very good team because what do we always say when it comes down to this time of year? Good goaltenders can steal you games. Yep. TJ can do it.
No, there's no question.
He can do it.
And there's no question. And again, you know, I'm not trying to, we're not trying to knock him at all. We want nothing but the best for TJ. He's good people. His family is good people. You know, you've interacted personally with his parents. And I have not necessarily.
And TJ. I've interacted with TJ multiple times.
Right. So there are 216 guys in the portal. There are probably 200 reasons why.
Okay. So
those guys are there. And those are those guys. That is not even to me the most surprising thing about the portal.
What would that be?
Well, we kind of touched on it a little bit yesterday, but there are players from Air Force and Army in the portal. I don't know how that works. I would, you know, the Air Force guys.
Land of opportunity.
No, I well, two of the Air Force guys are seniors. So if they still have a year of eligibility left, I can understand they want to play. I don't know how it works with the commitment that they made. I honestly don't know.
I told you off air, and I believe this is the case, that there are some new agreements within the military academies that allow you to continue for a period of time, and they instruct you as to how many. You may have to make certain levels. Like we talked about Luke Rowe, for example, signing with the American Hockey League team, and he probably gets a deferment as long as he makes the NHL, and I'm just throwing out numbers here, but I'm sure there's something like this. If he makes the NHL in his first three professional seasons, he probably gets to defer even longer if he's an NHL player. Who knows? They may even drop it and not have even a deferment if he plays in the NHL. There's something like that going on that these players are able to do now.
Again, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be able to finish out their eligibility. I just wonder how it works. Do they have to, you know, you got those years paid for.
There's guidelines, Paul. There's guidelines.
I know that. I just don't know what they are.
I know. Well, people are going like, quit being nosy. They have their guidelines.
It might also be a one-time thing.
Well, it is going to be. We know with like Luke Rowe and
yeah, but that's not the same as transferring. That's not the same thing as transferring.
No, but Luke Rowe and Gavin were able to sign pro contract.
Yes, I understand that part of it.
That's the end of it.
I understand that part of it. It's the transferring that I don't understand.
Well, there's guidelines.
I don't know what they are, though.
I know. Well, you're not supposed to know.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
And by the way, you know, again, The Army guys are younger players, unlike the Air Force guys. So.
Okay. Let's do that.
I'm just saying they are.
I know. I'm shocked at, and we've talked about this on the show and off the air, that a lot of schools don't offer grad programs. So if you have a fifth year that you can use and you want to take advantage of it, you have to enroll somewhere where there's a grad program.
Right.
And there's lots of places that just don't have it. CC is the first one that comes to mind for me. As you said, the only grad program they have is what, an education?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So when their seniors go, I get it. You know, it's kind of a bummer that they're losing the quality players that they are. But you know what? That's the way it used to be in college ball. There weren't fifth years, right? The only way you got a fifth year is if you were injured and got a red shirt put on a red shirt coming in. That's the only way you got 5 years. And it wasn't really 5 years, because if you're redshirted, that means you didn't play 1 year.
That's true, too. So well, they also changed that rule. But they also changed that rule where you if you play less than X number of games.
True.
That you can redshirt. And that was kind of done so that players could get a little bit of experience. I'm sure there's more to it than just that. That's across the board in all the sports, not just football or basketball. I'm sure there's a number of players that games that hockey players can play without being, you know, without losing the red shirt year. So, they definitely, it's a thing. So I get all of that.
Well, here's one of the things that I guess I'm most surprised at even now. And we know that the COVID year is coming to an end. That extra year is going to be gone.
Yes.
But when you look at some of the top players that are leaving with eligibility left at their school and they're choosing to leave, I struggle with that because I'm not sure why they're doing it. Are they doing it to try to win a championship? Or are they doing it because they didn't like something at the school that they're at? Are they doing it because they want to change the scenery? Do they want to play somewhere else? Do they want to play with someone else?
I can't see. I wish I had a better answer for you. I'm sitting here and I just, I'm repeating myself, but there are 216 players that are in the portal, and there's probably 150 different reasons why they're leaving. I'm sure some of it's playing time. I'm sure some of it's winning. I'm sure some of it is they're not happy where they are in terms of an environment or being on the campus, or maybe they changed their mind about what they wanted to take in school and that school doesn't have it. And it could be any number of reasons, any number of reasons. And I'm sure that some of it is NIL somehow, some way. To say that that's not likely to be at least a part of it or some of it would be silly.
Paul, let me ask you this.
Is there a lot of NIL in college hockey? I don't know. I don't know yet. Well,
let me give you some goaltender names here. And one of them already found a home, and publicly anyway. They probably all have homes. But Tommy Scarfone. Well. Tommy Scarfone leaving RIT as a junior?
Yeah.
Dominic Bassi already found a home, leaving St. Cloud State. Jared Whale as a sophomore, leaving Anchorage. TJ Semptenfelter as a junior, leaving Arizona State. Trent Burnham as a sophomore, leaving Lindenwood. I mean, I just named off some pretty darn good goaltenders right there. So if your team was a goaltender short of making the tournament, I got a feeling you're going on pretty hard and heavy after them.
Well, I'm sure that you're gonna do that. I mean, there's not a lot of, as I look at the list, I only see one goalie, and there might be more that is committed somewhere already. And maybe you've seen some elsewhere that I is not on this list, but
are you talking about Dominic Bassi?
I do not see, at least at this point. Well, he was in St. Cloud. I haven't gotten that.
He's found a home.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's one of two. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't get down that far yet. I'm going over the whole list. Yeah, there's two goal. There's two. Bassi is one, and he's going up to replace Ben Cross at St. Lawrence. And the other goalie is Lake Superior goalie Ethan Langenegger. I'm not Langenegger. I don't know, but he's committed.
Langenegger. Yep, Langenegger.
To Clarkson.
Going to Clarkson.
So that's two out of the 20 something. So I'm sure that some of these guys, or a lot of, when you look at who these guys are, I think you'll get most of these guys will land somewhere. Like maybe Trent Burnham goes back, you know, he's from Alaska. Maybe he goes back up to one of those schools.
Be a good fit in Anchorage right now.
You know,
Jared Whale going away.
Jared Whale, you know, was also played at Michigan State. Who I mean, there's not a home calling for him being from Calgary, but I'm just, you know, looking for any of those kinds of.
Maybe that's a breaking news story: the University of Calgary going to the NCAA.
That yeah, hey, that's you're funny.
April
you're
Fools.
Funny, you're a funny dude, dude. You know.
How about this name? How about this name, Paul? St. Thomas is forward Cameron Recchi. Surprised? Because I am.
I don't know if anybody surprises me anymore. No, I'm sure he wants to play.
Jackson Niedermeyer from your Arizona State Sun Devils.
Yeah, well, again, I don't know.
Why is Jackson Niedermeyer leaving?
I don't know why the brothers are leaving. I don't know.
Are they both leaving?
Yes.
Okay. They both are, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they both got plenty of, I mean, especially Jackson got plenty of time, but maybe he didn't want to go back and forth between forward and D. I don't know.
Okay. I didn't see both Jackson, or both.
Well, Josh, they were both today.
Okay. All right. I didn't see that.
So, but, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't.
Oh, so the bloodline, the NHL bloodlines are drying up in Arizona State?
I don't know.
Well, you're the Sun Devil here.
I get that.
You already talked about Ryan O'Reilly. I get that. Let's talk about these Air Force, University of Alaska players, the Fairbanks guys. I don't know, Paul. When I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row, is that a little?
There's more than five.
I know, but I see 5 in a row in the list. Five in a row.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They're up to 10, matching Northern Michigan.
I know that. But what I'm telling you is, when I see 5 in a row, does that mean that they put their names at the same time? Did they have discussions? Did they say, hey, we're all gone?
No, I mean, I'm sure they talked about it. It'd be crazy to think that they wouldn't. Who knows?
I don't know. Let me just get this out there right now before we run out of time on the show. I'm not happy with the portal. I mean, I understand with COVID. I understand if your coach leaves. I get that. But I think it's become just an easy way to bounce around. And now I'm feeling sorry for coaches, because you recruit guys and you give them a scholarship and you want them to be a part of your program. And all of a sudden, you lose a guy after a year. You lose a guy after 2 years. And they don't sign pro contracts. You haven't done your job of making them professional hockey players. They just up and leave because they want to leave. I think that's really hard. And I'm going to ask David Carl that if I get a chance this week, what that's like, because he's got 11 freshmen on this Denver team. And he's told me personally and publicly on the air that they know and they have discussions with all their players and their, quote, advisors about how long they intend to stay. How long do you think you want to stay? And they have discussions. Yeah, we think you should stay 3 years. And maybe the advisor says, no, I think he can go in two. And they go back and forth. And that's how they recruit, at least at Denver. I'm sure other schools do that too. But David is very forthcoming with me and told me that. He goes, you know, our guys, we have a really good idea of when somebody's leaving. Like, we knew Carter Mazur was leaving X. We knew Bobby the Blur Brink, was leaving at X, you know. So they have those discussions. And I think that's the new life of college hockey right now. You got to sit down with these guys and go like, hey, are you serious? Are you going to be here for a year or two or three or four? Tell me how many you're going to be here, because I want to build my team to be a cohesive winning group. And how many times do you hear that? Oh, our locker room is really tight. Are they, though? Are they really tight if they're the first time the season ends and you're able to jump into the portal, three quarters of your team jumps in?
Is that really
a tight team?
Again, I'm going to sit here and tell you there are a billion different reasons. You know, and again, some of these kids are getting, I guarantee you, are getting bad advice. That.
Well now that's a whole nother rabbit hole you're trying to go down here.
Of course. And you know, maybe some of these players are like, coach, I just want to see what's out there. And maybe the coach says, you know, you're entitled, go ahead. But, you know, you have to, if you're going to come back, you have to decide in a week. Maybe the coach says, you want to look? See ya. I don't know. You know, again, or maybe the coach and the player say, you know, if I don't have a decision, or here's the deal, I'd like to go play in area X, because here's the deal that's going on in my family. I don't know. There's like a million different reasons. Do I like it? I like the grad stuff. I like the
I do too.
Definitely the one time. Go ahead. I'm not crazy about the anytime we want to leave, we can leave.
Exactly. And that's what I was just going to say. There's a lot of guys that had that grad year that go in and make a difference on a team. Just ask, just ask any coach that's had one of them, and he'll say, yeah, you know what? He made a big difference. But then I'll go back to other guys that transferred three times in 4 years. I mean, come on. Come on, you got to commit somewhere. And I lose a lot of respect for those players unless they've got a really good reason, like, you know, family illness or, you know, something that's that. But if you're just doing it because you, all of a sudden you fell out of favor, and I'm not using, you know, particular people.
Don't use
anybody.
But I think
there's a couple of people that I see that I think, you know what, you fell out of favor two different places, and you just keep moving on because you don't want to go through the hard times. You don't want to work through it. You just, okay, I'll just go somewhere else then. Let me tell you one guy that came in his grad year that I just had a chance to visit with just for a few minutes last night. But the kid from O'Fallon, Missouri, you know who I'm talking about, the goaltender, Jake Barczewski. He left Canisius and came to Michigan. And he was asked a question in the press conference. They said, you know, why did you want to leave a small school like Canisius and come to Michigan? And he said, right here. And he meant right here, winning a regional tournament and going to the Frozen Four.
Right.
He didn't feel like that was maybe possible at Canisius. But you know what he did, Paul? He stuck it out at Canisius for 4 years. Then he made the move in his grad year. And he's been a stabilizing force for Michigan. He might be what Michigan needed to push them over the top.
Again, like you said, he as a grad student, more power to you. Good for you. Good for you.
But he made one move. He went from Canisius to Michigan. He didn't go from CC to St. Cloud to St. Lawrence to wherever. You know, he didn't do that. He didn't jump all over the place. And I have a lot of respect for guys that do that. And I have a lot of respect for them when they say stuff like, you know what, it feels really good in this locker room because, and this is what Jake Borcheski said too. He said, it feels really good to be accepted because I came in here as a grad student and all these guys had been here before and they accepted me and they brought me into their team. But anyway, the portal's got to change. The pairwise has to change. And the NCAA selection committee has to change because you can't expect your sport, the great sport of ice hockey, to grow if you keep and continue to do the things that you're doing. At some point in time, people are just going to say, you know what, we're fed up with it. We're done. We're just not going to follow you. We're not going to give you donor money. We're not going to give you corporate money. We're not buying in anymore because this is getting ridiculous. And boy, I think they came really close this year to having an explosion if Denver had gotten beat by UMass, because that was as big a stack deck as you could do. There was absolutely no reason why you awarded the 14 seed in the tournament everything. You gave them everything as opposed to balancing it all with the number three team.
Well, we've gotten into that, and we will continue to get into it. But you know, yeah. Again, they got to do something. They can't leave it as it is. They just can't.
And here's what I'm going to say. Like I told you off air today, you can't just continue to say we're having discussions. And I think David Carl hit it on the head. He said, "I think we need to have discussions, but we also need to have honest discussions." He used the word honest, Paul. So what does that tell you from previous discussions? Maybe guys said, "Oh yeah, we'll talk about it," and then they just left it at that. Right. Or maybe people even said, "We'll work on change," and didn't follow through. Honest discussions, changeable ways, new suggestions, new ideas, think outside the box. All of those terms. Do something.
You have 2 years. Your regionals and Frozen Fours are out for another 2 years to 2026. Figure it out, guys. You have time. Sit down.
Where's that one in 2026 being played anyway?
That would be in Vegas.
Ooh. You think he might go to that?
Hosted by the University of Vermont. Might.
By what?
Vermont.
What about Vermont?
They're the host school.
For what?
The Frozen Four in Vegas.
They are not.
Yes, they are.
April Fools. University of North Dakota.
No.
Are you lying?
If you go and you look at the listing of future sites on one of the college hockey websites, one of the main college hockey websites, it's got next year's Frozen Four hosted by... Oh, I'm sorry. I got it backwards. Next year, the Frozen Four in St. Louis is being hosted by Vermont.
April Fools.
No, I'm sorry about that. No, I wasn't trying to fool anybody. I just misread it. That's all.
Well, our Vegas guy piped in right away, and I knew that he would have it. That's why I kind of set you up. My apologies.
It's my fault. I misread. I misread it. That's all.
Where'd he go, Stephen? Where'd he go, Stephen Marsh? Bring
by
him
the
in.
Way, Bemidji.
Even on a Monday night.
Make the change, baby. Snow Sharks. I'm telling you, that's killer. That is. I know it was an April Fool's joke, but
I just hope my ACHA co-host didn't fall for that Hawaii one, because if he got a plane ticket to Hawaii, oh boy, then he went hook, line, and sinker on that one.
Well, he probably, you know, figured he'd just draw it on your monster account, but you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
All right. Take it away, my friend.
From the NCHC.TV studios, this has been College Hockey Coast to Coast, brought to you by Jesse Ray's Barbecue, 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson, where our food can be summed up in one word, perfection. Liberty University, strengthen your faith and your game at the premier ACHA M1 program on the East Coast at liberty.edu. The Caesars Sportsbook app, proud partner of the NHL. College Hockey, Inc., your NCAA hockey resource. The Spaghetti Shack, classic Italian comfort food quickly, with two locations in Tempe and one in Pine Top. Lunch, dinner, or your next cater event at thespaghettishack.com. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos, where the action is, from the Atlantic and the Pacific to around the world. And by FedEx, delivery is made easy no matter where you are. The official delivery company of Ice Time Hockey West. College Hockey Coast to Coast and all of the Ice Time Hockey West podcasts are live every week on the Podbean app or for download at your favorite podcast platform by searching and to subscribe at ITHSW Podcasts, all one word. ITHSW Podcasts, all one word. If you like what you hear, tell a friend or leave a positive review. College Hockey Coast to Coast is part of the Ice Time HockeyWest.com network.
Very well done, my friend. We will say goodnight, little Roger Klein, the Peacemakers, and I want everybody to say a little prayer, cross their fingers, that I survive this night of horrific weather headed our way in Maryland Heights. I also want to shout out my good friend John Hogan.
John, you went all the way to St. Louis and didn't tell him you were there?
I told him.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, John, if you haven't seen yet, I'm wearing that Maryville shirt because you give, we wear. That's policy around here. You give,
really? I don't have a Maryville shirt.
Anyway, who knows? Maybe one day. You never know. We'll say goodnight. With little Roger Klein, the Peacemakers. Hello, new day. As this one played, by the way, Paul, in the ACHA tournament. Did you know that? Hello, new day.
Yeah, you made sure you told me.
Yeah, my co-host, Stephen Marsh, said, I didn't know it had words.
Whatever. I'm sure,
Roger was thrilled to hear that, by the way.
I'm sure he was.
All right. We'll say goodnight, little Roger Klein, the Peacemakers. Hello, new day. Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow night.
Good night.